Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Federal government operations are returning to normal this morning after Congress ended a three-day partial shutdown by approving a short-term spending bill. Members of Massachusetts' congressional delegation were somewhat split. Both Senators Markey and Warren voted against it, as did most of the state's members of Congress, including Congressman Jim McGovern, who's on the line to tell us why. Good morning and thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
The Senate voted to end the shutdown with a temporary spending bill, but it does not include an immigration deal. The House passed the short-term funding bill with some Democratic support, including from Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch and William Keating. So let's talk first about why you voted against this.
Well, I don't want any more continuing resolutions. I want a budget. We should have had a budget a long time ago. Running the government by short-term continuing resolutions undermines our economy. It doesn't provide any certainty, and it's just wrong. What I had hoped would have happened over the weekend was that Democrats and Republicans would come together and work out a long-term budget deal, one that would keep our government running for the rest of the year, so we wouldn't have these crises every few weeks. What happened yesterday is we kicked the can down the road till February 8th.
You know, Congressman Lynch and Keating, as we said, were among the 45 Democrats in the House who voted to support this and end the government shutdown. And some folks have said, you know, they took this compromise because they did get some things that they wanted. They got funding for children's health insurance and a promise to bring up the Dreamers in an immigration bill in the future. Why is that compromise not the way to go?
Well, one is the children's health insurance should be reauthorized permanently, not just for a few years. And secondly, in the House of Representatives, we got no promise. The promise on the Dreamers was made in the Senate between the senators and Mitch McConnell. There's no promise by Speaker Paul Ryan to bring up the Dream Act. We got nothing. You know, I hope that we can increase the pressure on the Republican leadership in the House to do something. But we got nothing.
Does this signify a division among Democrats?
No, I think Democrats all want the same thing.
You know, we've heard also that one of the things that will be negotiated in all of this, if there is an immigration deal, is, of course, border security or a wall, as many folks have described it. Would you support some border security measures up to and including funding for a wall in order to make a compromise on the Dreamers?
Look, I have no doubt that any compromise will contain things that, you know, I'm not happy with. Let me just say on the wall, I mean, I think it's one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard. $20 billion for a wall. I mean, can anybody think of something better to do with $20 billion than to build a wall that somebody could climb over or dig under? I mean, give me a break. But, hey, look, I'm interested in helping these 800,000 people who were brought here to this country when they were young kids, who know no other country but this country, who have obeyed our laws, who are working as first responders and who have served in our military. I think we owe them some stability in their lives, and I hope we can get to that.
Are you optimistic that we might have a deal on February 8th?
I am cautiously optimistic that the Senate could come to a deal. You know, whether or not it's a deal that the president can swallow, and whether or not it's a deal that Speaker Ryan will put on the floor so that the House can vote on it, that is uncertain. And we have no assurance at all from the Republican leadership in the House that they have any intention of putting what the Senate does on the House floor. And that is the problem.
All right. Congressman Jim McGovern represents the 2nd District of Massachusetts. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.